virtual couch.
Welcome to the virtual couch, where my girl Leticia hits you with the latest topics with her unique swag and spicy sauce that keep you wanting more.
Ooh wee, girl, you doing your thing.
Let's see if they can handle some more of that fire. Keep dropping them gems,
Leticia.
Hey, you guys, and welcome to Leticia's Virtual Couch. I am coming to you guys today from the Virtual Couch with another self-care series, one of my faves, and I haven't done one in a while, and I'm just coming back from vacation, one of the many vacations that I will be taking this year, so I'm letting you guys know that now, because guess what? I live the life that I educate about, not like so many other people, right? But we're not going to go there. So today we are talking about, guess what? Drinking water. I know you're like, what? Drinking water? I don't even like water. Or why are we talking about water? But water is something that is very, very essential to us all. In fact, did you know the earth is comprised of approximately 71% of water, and our bodies 55 to 78% depending on our body size. So we are going to dabble and splash. I'm going to give you a little splash, I should say, of some water. Okay. You need to drink some anyway. And we're headed towards the summertime. And so you need to stay hydrated. So after this break, and I want you to come back. So during the break, go get some water. And come back and let's talk about water. I think it's interesting, right? It's not bland, though you may say that. And that's why a lot of you don't like drinking water, because you think it doesn't have any flavor, right? But guess what? I can teach you some things to help with that as well. So come back after this break. The information provided on this platform is for informational purposes only. If you ever find yourself becoming triggered, please refrain from listening. If you ever feel like you want to hurt yourself or hurt someone else, please dial 911 or report to your nearest emergency room. Thank you. So I pride myself in being a water connoisseur, if you will, if that's what you want to call it, right? And why I say that is because I have always loved water. I drink water literally every day. I take my water everywhere I go, and I drink water with lemon. I've always had to have some type of flavor in it, I will say that, but I can't drink water by itself. So with that said, welcome back. Let's talk everything H2O. So let me tell you a little story. And this is about water. And I thought about it recently when I wanted to do this podcast. And I was like, you know what? Let me insert that story into my episode. So when I was fresh out of college, I graduated from San Diego State University as Techs with my BA in psychology and a minor in child development. And so one of my first jobs, I worked as a residential counselor at a group home, and the group home was for pregnant teens. And I remember anytime the girls were experiencing any cramps, the nurse would always tell them to drink water. And I used to be so livid sometimes and like, what? Drink water. These girls are in pain. They're pregnant. But surprisingly, a lot of the times the cramps did go away. And so as I advanced more in my knowledge, I figured like water can actually cure a lot of things. And when our bodies are dehydrated, it can act in certain ways. I even really found out that a lot of times, even when we think we're hungry, we're really are thirsty. And by the time we're thirsty, we have already become dehydrated. We've already become dehydrated. So you should be sipping on some water throughout the day. Okay. Now, water is one of the key components of practicing good self-care. That's why I wanted to incorporate it in my self-care series. Water is an essential element needed for our bodies and brain to achieve a happy and healthy you, healthy us. Self-care is about taking steps to improve our overall health. And you guys know I'm a self-care guru. Again, I try to practice and incorporate all things self-care in my own life. Because one thing that I don't like and respect, and if you know me, you know this, is a fraud, is someone who tries to educate who do not incorporate the things that they're trying to sell. That's even just in a store, a hairstylist. A person can't do my hair if their hair is all over the place. Now, that's not to say that these individuals can't provide us with some jewels. They can at times, but I'm gonna look at you side-eye a little bit when you are not practicing what you're preaching. So with that, let's move on. Why water? Now, I know you're probably thinking, water and self-care, what does those two have to do with each other? Now, I just say that, you know, water helps with our brain function and not just our overall functioning. If you ever had a headache before, and this is just me speaking from the top of my head, I know there's been times when I've had headaches and I've drank some water and the headache went away. Water is an important element needed to take care of our bodies and brains again, you know, and to have a healthier us. Part of self-care is basically taking care of our physical and mental well-being, also known as our mental health. Being in optimal shape means that our body is not working as hard to function. And yeah, remember I told you in the beginning that water, like our body, is comprised of mostly water. So when it's dehydrated, we can feel that our cells and things are working properly when we are properly hydrated. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you to drink alkaline water versus non-alkaline water. Whatever. It's your preference. I'm just saying, try to drink water throughout the day. And juice, no, juice isn't water because it's filled with so much fructose and sugars and sodium and all those things that are really not beneficial for us, okay? So I want you to take care of yourself and drink water. Now let's talk a little bit more about self-care. You know, I love things about self-care because self-care is self-care, right? Self-care is how we maintain to be our best selves, not just for ourselves, but for other people. And if we're not good for ourselves, we're not going to be a benefit for anyone else. And I am an avid believer that we are all here helping one another, motivating one another. I believe that God created us not just for ourselves, but for other people's benefit as well. Now, self-care are the things that you do, again, for you that help you cope with stress and make you happy and joyous, because I like to include joyous, because I am one to know that happiness is temporary, and they are caused by happenings versus joy. Joy can stand alone, okay? By making a commitment to improving your self-care, you're making a commitment to loving yourself, okay? So loving yourself is not just providing yourself with affirmations and telling yourself that you're doing a good job, but it's taking care of your body. And one of the best ways that I know, one of the most prominent ways that I know that someone is suffering from self-esteem is how they take care of their bodies. If they're using drugs, if they're not eating properly. Now, of course, these can be caused by other things that are causing the one to not be in the right state of mind, I will say. But normally, when someone is not taking care of their body, they're overeating or undereating, you know, that shows that there could be some deeper things there. And as a therapist, when I conduct an assessment, I am asking these questions, okay? And sometimes water intake is very important. I ask how much are they eating. And sometimes when I'm discussing their appetite, things such as water and, you know, it may come up automatically, or there may be some things that I just notice and I may ask that. Okay. Now, this is not to provide medical advice. So I wanted to just give a quick disclaimer. Definitely go to your doctor about any medical issues, because I'm here for mental stuff, right? Just like anyone who is not trained and certified and licensed can provide you with mental health advice. And I'll say that again. I cannot provide you with medical advice, and I don't do that. Now, water is something that I can say, you know, when incorporate water into your lifestyle, but I'm not going to give you a whole rundown of you should do this with a diet plan and all that. No, I'm going to refer you, like I do in my office with my clients, to a nutritionist and a medical doctor to provide you with more in-depth reasons why you should incorporate certain things into your diet. Now, water is just, okay, is water. Drinking more water, that's not going to be harmful. But if you want like a tailor-made plan for your diet and anything like that, I'm not certified, nor I don't even want to do that, but I am not certified to do so. Okay. So my thing is, like I say all the time, we all have to stay in our respective lanes, right? Now, drinking water means that you care about both your mental and physical health, as I said before. Now, the question, how much water should you drink? Now, that's going to vary, okay? It is commonly believed that we should drink, you remember, the whole 8 ounce glasses of water daily. Do anybody do that? I think on some days I do. Some days I could do a little better. I think I do more so when I'm working out or if it's hot outside, but I love water, so I'm drinking water sort of throughout the day. But some days I can say I don't do as well. And some of the days that I don't do as well, which is very rare, is if I don't have my lemon. I need lemon in my water. I'm not going to lie. I've been drinking lemon water for years, and that's just how I just always been. But there is not one specific recommendation on how much water you should be drinking daily. It all depends, like I said before, your activity level, your health, as well as your height and your weight. Okay, so let's take a brief break there and stick a pin in that and go fill up on your water, you guys. And I'll be right back after this short break.
Have you ever thought what will actually happen if you drink water as your sole liquid source? Things like stomach pains, heart issues, body fat, skin disorders, and many other health problems might be the result of drinking high-sugar fizzy drinks. If you don't want to experience any of the above health issues, you better skip these drinks with one great replacement, water. Continue watching the rest of the video to see what will happen if you actually drink only water. Number 1. You'll lose weight fast. If you are fed up with trying to lose weight on a strict diet, simply replacing your liquid intake with just water will actually help you lose weight on its own. Number 2. You'll kick boost your metabolism. Studies have shown that drinking just 17 fluid ounces of water in the morning can boost metabolism by 24%. If you forget to drink water every day at a certain time, add a reminder in your mobile or your calendar. It won't take long before you can feel the difference both in your energy levels and your body weight. Number 3. Your brain will function better. You probably already know that our brains consist of 75% or more water, right? Thus, drinking water makes total sense for boosting your brain function. Drinking water actually helps you focus better and maintain mental energy necessary for mindful tasks. Number 4, it makes you less prone to overeating. If you frequently find yourself overeating, instead of taking fancy appetite suppressants like pills, the most natural thing you can do is to drink water. Water is a natural appetite suppressant. It can help suppress appetite and send the signal that you are fuller, so you don't end up overeating and piling up the calories. Number 5, it helps detoxify your body. Toxins from food and the environment pass through our systems on a daily basis. If you give your system no factors to aid the detoxification process, toxins can easily build up and cause all sorts of health problems. Something that will help expel toxins faster is water, and you better drink enough if you want this to work. Number 6, your risk of developing certain diseases drops. Hypertension, heart problems, liver disease, diabetes, and other health problems have a higher risk of developing when you don't drink enough water, so drink enough to help prevent them. Number 7, your skin will become more clear and smooth. Sometimes we need to try things from the inside out to see real results in our appearance. Water will help moisturize and clear up any skin disorders from the inside out, so you don't have to pile on skincare products. And last but not least, besides all of these health benefits of drinking water, it will make you save more money in the long run, as it's much more cheaper than buying fancy juices and fizzy drinks. Both your health and your pocket will thank you for that.
Hey, welcome to Letitia's Audience Comment Section. Don't forget to drop those voice messages on the Anchor app. And email Letitia at
virtualcouchpodcast1@gmail.com.
Now, let's listen in.
So it just wouldn't be right for me to create an episode about water and not talk about the Michigan Flint water crisis, okay? So I wanted to start off with some good news. I don't know if you were aware of this, but as of November 2021, a federal judge had approved a $626 million settlement for victims of the lead water crisis in Flint, Michigan, in a case brought by tens of thousands of residents affected by the contaminated water. More than half were African American. Now, I know all of the times we always hear people, why does everything have to be about race? But you know what? I want to ask that question as well, because when it's just about race, it's just about race, and we just have to wake it up, right? So, announcing the settlement, this was Tuesday, which was in 2021. So, this was in November 2021. And as you noticed, before I go on, we really didn't hear a lot about this, right? Okay. You get my point, right? Okay. So, what happened? A district judge, Judith Levy, called it a remarkable achievement that set forth a comprehensive compensation program and timeline that is consistent for every qualifying participant. Most of the money will come from the state of Michigan, which was accused of repeatedly overlooking the risk of using the Flint River without properly treating the water. Now, who does that, right? But that happens when most of your residents are African American. Hate to say that again, but it's just what it is. This is an historic and momentous day for the residents of Flint, who will finally begin to see justice served, says Ted Leopold, one of the lead attorneys in the litigation. So, I don't know if you heard about this, but if you didn't, let's refresh your memory just a little bit. The Flint water crisis was one of the country's worst public health crises in recent memory and history. The case became emblematic of racial inequality in the United States as it afflicted a city of about 100,000 people, more than half of whom are African Americans. The contamination prompted several lawsuits from parents who said their children were showing dangerously high blood levels of lead. Of course, you guys, which could be deadly. We know that, right? That's lead poisoning in your water that you're drinking from your faucet, people, which can cause developmental disorder. See, people don't know that. It can cause development disorders and a host of other physical and mental issues. Lead can be toxic and children are especially vulnerable. The former Michigan governor, Rick Schneider, was charged in January of 2021 with two counts of willful. You heard what I said, right? Willful neglect of duty over the lead poisoning of Flint drinking water. Payouts from the settlements approved on Wednesday, now again, this was in November, will be made based on a formula that directs more money to younger claimants and to those who can provide greater, I'm sorry, not provide, but prove greater injury. Michigan's Attorney General has previously said that the settlement would rank as the largest in the state's history. So I just wanted to add that because I just wouldn't feel right if I was talking about water and didn't add the Flint, Michigan crisis. And the reason being is because I don't want it to seem that everyone has the same access to clean drinking water. And I don't want to minimize what's going on in Africa because they have issues with their wells and things of that sort, of course, because it's a third world country. However, I have to take care of home first and my people at home before I can go abroad. And it's a darn shame that in a country, a global superpower such as America, are still having these type of issues. And I don't even know if it's all the ways resolved, because as I was looking through some articles, it seems to still be some issues there. I don't know. I need to do a little bit more research on that. But I know from some articles that said that the crisis was resolved in about 2019, but I don't buy that at all because I've been hearing things. And I also know some personal people who live in Flint and said they were still having issues there. So I'll just leave it at that. And I may do another episode, including this in another episode, or just do a whole episode on Flint, period, because I haven't done one yet. And I'm really surprised that I hadn't done one. But anyway, so I wanted to just add that. So yeah. Enough of that. And like, again, you know, I told you my podcast is to empower, inspire, educate, and all of that good stuff. Okay, so I hope you leave this podcast knowing a little bit more about your community and just being more ignited and more motivated to do something in your neck of the woods. Okay. Welcome back, and I hope you have retrieved your water. So, according to an article found on professionalmama.com, if you are a person who is very active and losing a lot of fluids throughout the day, then your recommended water intake is higher than a less active person. So that's like common sense, right? Other factors to consider are whether or not you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Have to stay hydrated, especially if you're breastfeeding and pregnant, okay? A good rule of thumb is to shoot for 8 to 10 glasses of water per day. If you are curious about exact recommendation, one suggested way to calculate your water intake is to multiply your weight by 2/3. This is your recommended ounces of water you should drink daily. It is also suggested that you drink an additional 12 ounces of water for every 30 minutes that you work out. Sounds a little complicated, so this is what I'll just tell you. Fill up a good size water jug, maybe like a 32 ounce like I have, and just sip on it throughout the day. Put your favorite fruits in there. Like for me, I love lemon water, and it's a great detox. And you didn't know this, but it also makes your water alkaline. Absolutely. Now, drinking water can seem like it's burdensome. I know it's a burdensome task, right? But it has great benefits. If you are not a water drinker in the first place, drinking 2/3 of your body weight in water may seem to be a lot, right? Once you develop a new habit of drinking water, your body will start to feel better. Trust me. Your body no longer has to filter out sugary or other unhealthy drinks that you are taking in. So please stop drinking all that, those sugary waters, sugary drinks rather. Drinking water has many different health benefits for your body. Some of the physical health benefits of drinking water include Well, first of all, water helps you physically perform at your best. Okay, so that's one thing. And if you are dehydrated, then any physical activity can become more difficult and you can tire out quicker. Have you ever tried to work out at the gym or wherever you work out and didn't drink a water for a while? Your body starts to become sluggish, right? I know mine does. Dehydration can cause increase in headaches. Yes. Drinking more water can help to aid in weight loss. So that's good for our physical health. You can't have excess weight and think you're going to be healthy. Just not going to happen. Water keeps your body efficiently functioning, helping to strengthen your immune system. And especially with all of these germs going around now, right, that kept us inside and isolated for 2 years, you definitely want to keep your immune system healthy and in tip-top shape. Staying appropriately hydrated helps you to have great-looking skin and hair. Water helps your kidneys to better flush out toxins as well. And that's one thing that keeps your skin looking well and keeping your immune system healthy as well. When you're getting all those icky toxins that we breathe in every day, just on a regular, because there's a lot of germs within in the air that we breathe. In addition to physical health benefits, drinking water also helps to improve your mental health. Did you know that? Some of the mental health benefits of drinking water include dehydration can negatively impact your mood. Did you know that? Not drinking enough water affects your ability to retain memory. Decreased brain performance is related to dehydration. Did you know that? Not drinking enough water can cause you to feel exhausted, and I alluded to that before. People also report increased feelings of anxiety when they do not drink enough water. So, I know you're probably asking, how do I know if I am drinking enough water? Well, I kind of alluded to that before. So, you know, your body is just going to tell you, okay? So, let's face it. Drinking water can be boring. I get it, right? Media often market sugary beverages to include sodas, sport drinks, energy drinks, and even alcohol. We are always bombarded with those things, right? Many of us have become so accustomed to getting our liquid intake from everything but plain water. I like to call water liquid gold, like most call breast milk, because it's natural. So guess what? We're just going to have to fight with the breast milk people. Even though I feel that that's liquid gold too for the babies, right? But I'm saying that because it's natural and it just does so much. And it's not, like I said, it's natural, it's not artificial, and our body needs it. Now, non-water drinks can be addictive and something that our body looks forward to having. So if you're drinking a lot of sodas and things with sugar, your body will start to crave those things, right? So when you decide to drink more water, it is normal for you to experience cravings for caffeine and or sugar, as your body can experience withdrawal symptoms, okay? It is important to note that as your body adjusts to drinking more water, your cravings will automatically start to decrease. And I can attest to this because the more water I drink, the less I want anything else and the less anything else can adequately quench my thirst. Now, you may experience a period of increased irritability, fatigue, and cravings, and that's just a natural part of withdrawal, okay? Especially when it comes to sugar and caffeine, okay? These are all normal detox symptoms. If you're able to get through the detox phase, you definitely do not want to go back to being dependent on caffeine and sugar, okay? Yes, so how do you increase your water intake? You may be asking. Of course, the first tip is to make water fun. I know it can be boring, and I hear this all the time. It doesn't have any flavor. I want some carbonated something, and I've been there. Not really a soda drinker. I never really have. I love drinking water, but every now and then I want that fizz, right? And I'm able to quench that now with carbonated water, okay? So first, before I go into that, Fruit-infused infused waters are easy and fun to do. There are many different infusion pitchers, a tongue twister, right, on the market. These pitchers allow you to infuse fresh fruit and herbs into your water. The longer the fruit is infused, the tastier and I would say healthier the water is. There are many different combinations that you can try and you can use those on your own. Infused waters are a healthy way to drink water, but you also get the benefit of antioxidants and vitamin C from the infused fruits. Eating fruit and veggies helped you to replace unhealthy snack choices while also helping you consume more water. Now, my favorite fruits that I love to eat is watermelon. It's very highly packed with water. Your oranges, things of like that, pineapples. Just think about your fruits that are really juicy, okay? So you know they have a lot of water in them if they're really juicy, okay? So again, as I alluded to before, you may even want to try carbonated waters if you want that fizz. And this is for my soda drinkers. I know there's many of you out there that you just can't get away from your sodas, but they're so unhealthy and they're so filled with fructose sugars and syrups and all of that good stuff. Well, no, all of that bad stuff. So, how do you set water goals? Because it's probably important to plan out how you're drinking your water so you can make sure that you have an adequate intake. Okay, so I would say set your water goals. By doing so, this allows you to have something to work towards and a task to look forward to completing. And that's always fun, right? I like to challenge myself with creating like tasks and like goals for me to achieve and reach. If you say I'm going to drink more water without specific goals or making changes, then it's less likely that you would be able to do so and be successful. If that means just buying a special water bottle, which I have, you can find some great ones on Amazon, eBay, and another good place, I'm just going to tell you this, that you can find great water bottles that I have. Go to like a Marshall's, a TJ Maxx, and they're very inexpensive and they're high quality. Okay. So you may want to do that as well. And if you're starting out from drinking zero water, you may want to make small changes so that you do not overwhelm yourself and then stop altogether. Okay. And that's just with anything. Give yourself some grace. Take little steps so that you can reach your end goal to be successful. If it takes you a little while longer to reach this goal, it's okay. Again, give yourself some grace. As long as you're working towards achieving your goal of remaining hydrated, if your body is not able to function at its best physically, just know this, then you are not going to see an impact internally and mentally, okay? The more of your body has to work to take care of itself, the more negative correlation it's going to have with your mental health, okay? Drinking more water is directly, again, related to your positive physical health and mental health. I cannot stress that enough. Please stay hydrated. In the end, you are going to be so proud of yourself for what you accomplish, and you're just going to have great looking skin and hair. Hello. And especially as we're approaching the summer, we're going to get hotter, you guys, especially, again, if you're in your warmer climates. You see, I'm always thinking about mental health and working with clients, right? So with that said, go get your water, go get hydrated, and I will be talking to you soon from the virtual couch.
I hope you enjoyed your time on the virtual couch with our girl Leticia. On Leticia's virtual couch.
You did that, Leticia.
Leticia's virtual couch.